Welcome back to Teaching Sales Module 8, where today we're talking about how to build a protected membership site that works. You've got WordPress set up, your theme installed, and ahead of steam building with your email list. Now it's time to take your audience and give them the option of becoming so much more by adding membership functionality to your site. If you already own Premise, Copylogger's membership site software for WordPress, you can head over to the Premise help page for a step-by-step video tutorial. But no matter what content management system or membership software program you use, here are all of the basics that a membership site will include. First, don't overlook the most basic element of all: easy, intuitive access. People won't go to or return to a place on your website they struggle to find. So somewhere on your homepage or in the navigation, make sure that there is a link or login box for the membership area. Make it simple. Make it obvious. Second, you need a landing page that clearly articulates the benefits, not just the features, but the benefits people can expect when they sign up. This is where you provide the irresistible and useful reasons that compel people to follow your call to action and become members. Note that this might be your homepage, but it does not need to be. For example, on Copyblogger, we have a video and some bullets, but we send people to a page that explains the benefits before getting people to sign up, even for our free membership. Third, you need to have a way for members to actually sign up. This is done through quote-unquote products and checkout, whether you're accepting payment or if you're offering free memberships. Each product or membership level has a name, a price, even if free, an access level, which determines what content the new member will be able to see and not see, and will be defined as a single payment or a payment on a schedule. You'll also set the duration of membership, for example, month to month versus lifetime. You can also automatically send the member a receipt email. The member might need to create a new user account or have the membership access added to an existing account. All of this, account creation and permission granting, happens via your checkout page. Your payment processor or merchant account, for example, PayPal or Authorize.net, handles the payments. Fourth, you need a thank you page. Yes, this expresses appreciation, and that's important. But more important is that it confirms to the user that his or her registration was successful. It also gives you a chance to provide your new member with additional instructions for a look ahead to what comes next. An example would be giving your new member the option to join your email list. It's generally recommended that you have a way to identify and communicate with your members by email rather than rely on them to routinely log back in. Speaking of logging in, we already mentioned the importance of the easy-to-access login box. But what do they get once they're registered and they log in? This brings us to number 5, member pages. This is the default page a member will be taken to upon logging in. It welcomes the member and shows him or her the content they now have access to. You might also give members access to a profile page where they can change their name, passwords, and add other useful information. Membership site basic number 6 is, drumroll please, the killer content that enticed the member to sign up in the first place. You can't skip on that and maintain a happy membership community. But you can be strategic in how you allow access or deliver the member content. In addition to protecting certain content behind the login screen, you can also decide which content the member can see by time, also known as drip content, or by access level. You might also give some content as soon as the member first logs in, and then other bonus content after 30 days. Gold members, for instance, might get more access than silver members. And finally, the 7th basic feature of your membership site is protected downloads. They're a special case, as very often your members will share links to downloads with friends or not members, and you might want to stop that from happening. So rather than link directly to a PDF or audio-video content within your member pages, you can create a special protected download. If a non-member tries one of these special protected URL links, he or she will not be able to access your content without logging in, but a logged-in member can download as normal. Setting up a membership site isn't hard, but it does require some planning and organization. By following the 7 steps outlined in this lesson, you'll be well on your way to building a thriving member community. The next step would be to add a forum. which can turn disconnected members into a bustling metropolis of discussion, sharing, and networking, all within the branded walls of your membership meeting place and resource center.